I don't know about you, but after 3 weeks of pretty much constant basketball, I'm a little tired. Played a couple games yesterday. They were tough. I love college basketball. I have always loved it. I was taught that by my father. And it's my favorite time of the year. I just love it. However, one more week, and then I'll have to rest. Today's scripture comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Hear the word of the Lord. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of the donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and they put cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" And the crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You'll notice that in our scripture text, it says humble and mounted on a donkey. And I entitled my sermon, "Gentle and Riding on a Donkey." It was in one of the translations that I was reading this last week. And I thought, oh, I love that. Because sometimes the word humble gets a little confusing, but gentle usually doesn't. I wanted us to remember that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was humble and gentle. I love that vision. And maybe we need both terms at the same time. They both say sort of the same things, but just with a little bit of difference. I think both are true. So, I don't know how you celebrate Lent. I know for me, it is truly my favorite season. I love the entire season of Lent. One of the things I love about it is that it gives me time, because I have all of these great plans that I'm going to read this devotional, and then I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to read this. I have this mountain of books that are Lenten devotionals. So what usually happens is, you know, I have several days when I kind of forgot, but then I just pick and choose. But one of my favorite little devotional booklets, especially for Lent, is written by John Pavlovich. John Pavlovich is a pastor, and he's an activist from North Carolina, and he writes beautifully. At the very beginning of his devotional, he tells this story about his favorite movie. He guesstimates that he has seen Batman Begins about 85 times. That is devotion, right? Amazing. And he talks about how there's a scene in it that Bruce Wayne and Alfred are standing in a burned rubble of what used to be the manor, the Wayne Manor. And while they're standing there, Alfred says, "Why do we fall, Bruce?" It was a reminder to Bruce Wayne that his father used to say that constantly. And Alfred is bringing it back. "Why do we fall, Bruce?" And Bruce responds, "So we can get back up." Well, I love that sort of. And John Pavlovich says immediately, it's really not very good theology at all. It really, truly isn't. God didn't create things to come into our lives just so we can get back up again. It's part of life. It's that cycle, that circle of life that happens. It's a reminder to us that pain is a present opportunity to choose. We don't get to choose what kind of pain often. We don't get to choose the bad things that come into our lives, but we do get to choose how we respond. And when we decide that if we're going to live in a sacred space, whether it's in our homes and within our family, in our church life, in our communities, then we can decide who we will be. We can decide what we will believe, and we can decide how we will respond. Anytime anything happens to us, we get those opportunities. Who are we? What do we believe, and how am I going to respond to this? Sometimes we have to wait to get over the shock of something horrible, but then we get to respond. People of faith have often been taught that we get up. When we fall, we get up because we're people of hope. We're people of hope. That's been said in many different ways. What doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Get up, brush yourself off, and start all over again. In this scripture, what seems like, in fact, what we hear is this triumphal entry. We find that there are people gathered together showing us what communal faith means. These people that are waving palm branches are common folk. They're not the high echelon. They're the common folk. They're the people who have been oppressed and the people who have been put down. But they have experienced a presence so powerful, a message so compelling to them, and a love so complete. They're common folk with uncommon courage for peace and reconciliation. I believe that's what Christians are called. We're called to have uncommon courage to bring peace and reconciliation. And why do I say that? Well, I tell you, forever, the word Hosanna and the waving of the palms have been such a great reminder to us. And often I have heard it said that we're celebrating that here is the King. And then you go to seminary. Doggone it. It like squashes you sometimes like a bug, because that's where you find out that the word Hosanna does not mean woohoo, a parade. Hosanna means save me, I pray. Help me, I pray. This is a cry of people who have been oppressed and people who are worried and scared and people who don't know exactly know where to turn. This isn't a typical parade to celebrate somebody coming in triumph. This is a cry of people who need help. They represent the vulnerable and the oppressed people around the world. And when we look back through history, we have seen examples of that. We think of the people who helped with the Underground Railroad and helped to free slaves. We think of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who died in a Nazi prison camp so he could expose what was really happening. And sometimes, if I use my head, I think of young people like the African National Congress of Youth League, who in 1944, with the help of Nelson Mandela, were able to fight the oppression that they faced. Save me, I pray. Help me, I pray. It is our prayer. And then I found this beautiful, beautiful hymn. It was written by Dolores Duffner, who is from the Order of Saint Benedict. And this is part of it. O Christ, what can it mean for us to claim you as our King, aspiring not to glory's height, to power, wealth, and fame? You walked a different, lowly way, another's will your aim. You walked a different, lowly way, another's will your aim. As we walk into Holy Week, as we get ready to think about each day of what was happening to Jesus, to the disciples, to the people of the world, let us remember, this is the prophet Jesus, gentle and riding on a donkey. Amen.
You have been listening to a podcast from Wabash Presbyterian Church. For more sermons and resources, please visit us at wabashpresbyterian.com.